Simeon prophesied that Jesus was destined to be a sign of contradiction. A lot of ink has been spilled over this tiny prophecy. Theologians and scholars have gone back and forth debating precisely to what Simeon was referring. Many elements of Jesus' life could easily be considered contradictions. He told us the poor are blessed, that the only way to find life is to lose it, and despite being God incarnate and the King of the universe, he was murdered by crucifixion. Almost any point in the life of Christ could be considered a sign of contradiction. But to understand Simeon's prophecy, I think we have to look at it carefully in its context. Notice that the prophecy comes in two parts. It first says that Jesus is destined for the fall and rise of many, and then it says that he is a sign of contradiction. That is, Jesus is a contradiction precisely because of the fall and rise of others. Jesus stands at the end of a long line of biblical prophets. Every time the Israelites fell away from the law of the Lord and suffered the consequences, they would cry out to God and ask for rescue. God, in his boundless mercy, would always respond. He would send a prophet, a human agent, to lead the people back to the right path. In this prophetic cycle, Israel rose and fell as a nation, as a community. Everyone accepted the prophet and God's law, or everyone rejected them. When Jesus came into the world, he intended to bring this cycle to its end. He came to call all people, all of Israel and the entire world, together into a single community, united to God and bound together in peace and justice. But it didn't happen. God's chosen people, the Hebrews, broke from their ancient traditions and fractured. Each person chose for his or herself to be for or against Jesus. The same happened across the globe in every community. Jesus, his whole life, became a sign of contradiction, and it remains one until today. We all must choose to be with Christ or against him. There is no middle ground, and we cannot decide not to make a choice, and our choice has consequences. Many people find that intolerable, even scandalous. They don't want to choose, and if they do choose, they don't want it to make a difference. They want faith to be no more than a personal preference, like deciding between vanilla and chocolate ice cream. But it isn't. It can't be. The choice of supporting or opposing Jesus is fundamental to who we are because of who he claims to be. Jesus is God incarnate. He is the creator of the universe, the creator of life, and even life itself. To live is to live in him. It is to share in his nature. So to accept Jesus, to follow him, is to walk on the way of life. It is to gain a fuller share in life and, according to his promise, to even win eternal life. To reject him is to deny life and thus to freely suffer the consequences of that decision. The same dichotomy applies to Jesus' teachings. When he says to us that the poor, the humble, and the meek are blessed, that you must forgive limitless times, and that you must love your neighbor as yourself, he is not presenting to us a new way among many legitimate ways. He is offering to us the only way that can lead us to happiness and justice and peace. As our Creator, as the one who loves us, he is revealing to us who we truly are. He is showing what it means to be authentically human. To accept his teaching is to accept the life of heaven and to walk on the path of life. to reject his teachings, or to pick and choose among them according to the dictates of our preferences is to deny our nature. It is to reject the life of happiness, of peace, and justice. It is ultimately a rejection of heaven itself. Jesus is a sign of contradiction. Although he desires that all people be saved and brought into the joys of heaven, he is destined for the rise and fall of many. Through our own free choices, many will rise to eternal life, and many will fall to the second death. We all must choose. As we begin this new year, may we all choose Christ. May we all recommit ourselves to following the only way that leads to eternal life.